listening. Smith was in the trees in a second, and as he got low, he started to remember the ways to get around in the woods down here. They were different than the forests further north, but only a little, thinner in places, and drier. It was harder to be quiet when things were dry. Finding a good spot, the drifter shouldered his Winchester and crouched, looking down the barrel in the direction of the low ground where the man was waiting for him. Couldn't see the unknown man, which was a sign that he was good. Or he wasn't there. But Smith hadn't been out of the drifting life long enough for his instincts to be all wrong about men waiting in ambush. Was it one of the Murdo gang? That was likely. Maybe a lookout if the bandits' camp was around somewhere. If it was, Smith would need a quiet fix to the situation. Shots would bring on a posse of gunmen, and the drifter didn't have help at hand. It took a minute to figure options, and because he was patient, Smith took some more time beyond that. As he waited, he let his eyes keep moving, and occasionally he glanced at his mare, who stood patiently on the trail, knowing he was busy in the woods. Before he finally figured what to do, he was surprised. First, he heard the boots on the trail, a man walking up the dirt road in an easy fashion, wearing spurs. Still crouching, Smith turned his rifle to get a look, but the stranger was far enough away that the trees and leaves were obscuring most of him. A bandit coming down the middle of the road made no sense to Smith, so he wondered who it might be. A newcomer, or the man who'd been lying in wait, somehow having missed that Smith was now in the woods. Though the leaves obscured the line of sight, Smith knew they wouldn't stop a 45 caliber bullet, so he considered shooting. But not knowing who the man was, that'd be a mistake. Not one he needed to make.
"I know this horse,"
the man on the trail yelled, pretty loud. Smith held still for a moment, and then called back.
"What's her name?"
"You ain't never named her, that I'm aware of, Smith,"
was the answer. The words and the voice were known to Smith, so the drifter stood up and started making his way back to the trail. As he stepped out of the trees, the man who'd come up the road was rubbing his Appaloosa's nose easily and smiling.
"I never figured you'd hear word,"
the man said. He had his usual crag rifle tucked under one arm, his battered black hat on his head. This was Von Shylock, who Smith had crossed paths with and ridden with many times. He was a good man, the sort that Smith approved of.
"I saw it in the papers you was tied up with the British Army in the Martian Men War that they got going on,"
Shylock said, looking from Smith's horse to the drifter himself.
"Last year,"
Smith answered directly.
"Left a few months back. It was time to ride on."
Shylock grinned, then pulled his hand away from the horse and extended it towards Smith.
"Glad you did. You heard I was looking for help?"
Smith tucked his Winchester under his arm and accepted Shylock's hand.
"Was in Manifesto. Heard it from a Texan doctor."
"Murphy?"
Shylock asked, and Smith nodded.
"That was him.
Good man."
Shylock let go of Smith's hand, reached into his pocket and pulled out some jerky, then offered it to the drifter. Shaking his head, Smith swung his Winchester around and sheathed it, while Shylock bit off a piece.
"Well, the Murdo gang want to set up their hideaway in these hills. Since they got thrown out of Promise Town, they've been looking for a piece to hole up in, and I guess they figured no one here would much care."
Smith nodded. The Texan doctor had reported as much in Manifesto.
"Heard that,"
the drifter said.
"And you can't ride out."
Shylock nodded, still chewing.
"First thought was to do that, but I can't now. Got responsibilities. I'm sitting on gold, Smith. At least a little. Enough to look after my daughter."
When Murphy had said that Von Shylock had a wife and a daughter, Smith had taken a minute to let it sink in. He'd known Shylock and his brother Beau to be drifters like himself. Good men, but never tied to a place or a person. Now Von had settled, and his quiet corner of Pacifica was being threatened by bad luck, and the recent venture to Promise Town, of which Smith had been a part. That's why Smith had come, because when a good man like Shylock put out word that he was in a fix, other good men rode to help. Just how things were done on the New World.
"Anyone else come?"
Smith asked, turning away from his sheathed Winchester. Shylock shook his head.
"I know Beau will when he hears, but he was up near Lemoore. Before he knows I asked, might be over."
"We can last. Two rifles is better than one,"
Smith said plainly, and Shylock grinned.
"The Myrtle gang has 50 at least.